I was down Hampstead Tube, down the left.
What, right down the left?
No, I don't mean down the fucking left, cunt.
Well, what do you mean then? Were you knocked down the left? You said you articulated the sentiment that you were down the left.
What I meant was I was down the fucking gents. But
you were in the lathe.
I was not in the fucking lathe.
You were in the lavatory.
I was not in the basin.
No, all I was trying to establish is where you fucking were.
Well, I was in the lathe.
Fine. Right. It's no
not floating like a lonely turd.
No. Okay, fine. Right.
I was down the lathe.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there.
Oh, well.
And suddenly, a little bit of paper come out of the fucking door.
Right.
And,
yeah,
I opened it up.
No, could you go back a bit?
What, you lost me?
Yeah, a bit of paper come under the door.
Bit of paper come under the fucking door.
Yeah.
And, I opened it up.
Yeah.
And it said, "Are you handy?"
Yeah.
And I thought, hello, some cunt is showing out.
Yeah.
So I pulled up my trousers.
But they were down, were they?
They were down.
Yeah.
Where are my ankles?
That's clever, that, because, you know, I sometimes make the mistake of not getting my trousers down. And then I find the usual experience is I get a load of crap in my trousers, which is a fucking headache. If there's one thing I can't stand, is walking around all day with warm crap all over me.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
I try and rule that out of my life. I don't know about you.
Well, it's no point in making things difficult.
There's no point in squelching every time you sit down.
No.
But and that's course, just a personal view.
Yeah, no, well, of course, there is the fucking pong as well.
Well, I'll tell you, 4 years ago, I'd done about, or must have been, well, around about 5.5 pounds of crap.
Yeah.
In my trousers, because I weighed it later at the forensic laboratories. And the pong from that was fucking staggering. You know what they did? The police come round. You know where I live.
What?
Round, you know, in Islington. The police come round and said the Queen Mother, who lives, you know...
Well, fucking miles away.
Miles away in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
I got a whiff of it.
Fuck me.
And they took me away and had me scraped.
Yeah. And, did she come and identify the whiff?
Yeah, she had. Well, she was a key witness.
Yeah.
And she came along with a Japanese masseur. Do you know him? A Japanese masseur, the Queen Mother has.
Masseur Ulo.
Oh, it's fucking good that you could be on the radio with that type of stuff. And the Queen Mother come down from the palace with a masseur and identified a pong. And you know there were. It was an identity parade. They had 11 separate heaps of shit.
Yeah.
Well, one of which was mine.
She dipped into them, did she?
She was blindfolded.
Yeah.
And she walked by each heap.
Yeah.
And sniffed.
Yeah.
And she got mine right off, you know, like that. Said, that is the one.
Yeah. So what they do, they nick you?
No, they held me overnight But I applied for LucasAid and I was released on bail.
Yeah.